The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Vaccine, Adam, the key word.
Yeah, and this is positive news. The UK Health Secretary has talked about how the government here is, quote, throwing everything at developing a vaccine for coronavirus. We're not alone. I believe there are 78 major projects around the world. But here, certainly, there are two developed by scientists at the University of Oxford and another group at Imperial College London. And both of them are working on vaccines. Both are said to be promising projects. They're both getting somewhere around about £20 million each, $40 million or so. And it is thought that their clinical trials, human trials, will begin on Thursday. It doesn't mean we're ready to roll out vaccines on Friday, but still,
absolutely.
You know what? That's a tick in the box, isn't
it? And just a quick one on the coronavirus crime.
Yeah, 90% of us are doing the right things, but a father of three, the latest to be arrested and fined, he was driving to Brighton because he was getting bored at home with his kids. He also didn't have any car insurance and his kids weren't wearing seatbelts apart from that. So how's this? This feels very 17th century. A woman called Charlene Merrifield has been jailed for 5 months for deliberately coughing at a police officer.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of Samuel Pepys entry on the bubonic plague.
Absolutely.
Anyway, they found the book at her.
Good on her. And the authorities are right, as are you always, Adam.